Hello, and welcome to the Creative Health in Early Motherhood podcast. I'm Maya, and across this podcast series, I will be sharing research into creative health practices to support mental and physical health in early motherhood. Today's episode will focus on mental health, with a specific exploration of the practices of mindfulness and singing in supporting maternal mental health during the postpartum period. First, a bit about me and what brought me to this fascinating field. As a master's student on the Creative Health course at UCL, I was fortunate to participate in a module focused on lived experience, which championed the voices and experiences of creative health practitioners who had used their skills and creativity to enhance their health and well-being. Following this, many of our speakers had actively extended their sphere of influence to support others with improving their health in a creative way. I've always been interested in the role of the arts in health, having worked for over a decade as a practicing pharmacist, while also enjoying creative pursuits in my free time, such as meditation, creative writing, and Indian classical dancing. I became a mother shortly before starting the Master's in Creative Health, and this changed my life. The overwhelming experience of pregnancy, giving birth, and nursing my son during a pandemic was something that I could not have prepared for in advance. After my son was born, my identity was permanently changed. I became his primary caregiver every minute of every day, which was a privilege on the one hand, but doing this in the face of a barrage of unsolicited judgments and advice on my mothering, practically no sleep, and very little support from the National Health System in the UK made it quite difficult at times. For me, my creative practices were a source of strength and an anchor during this challenging period. So it's wonderful that I can share a whole host of creative health interventions that have shown benefits during early motherhood with you on this podcast. Let's begin with mindfulness. Mindfulness allows for an observational appraisal process involving greater flexibility and accuracy of perception in the moment. This fosters a greater acceptance of and less mental reactivity towards whatever is taking place on a somatic, cognitive, affective, or behavioural level. Specifically in the context of parenting, mindfulness can support the development of an interpersonal, present-centered, non-judgmental, and compassionate approach, thereby promoting a healthy parent-child relationship. Unfortunately, there remains limited research on this creative practice, and within this literature, even fewer papers exploring the effects of mindfulness during early motherhood. But of the studies that have been conducted in pregnant and postpartum women, mindfulness has shown improvements in maternal mental health, a reduction in stress levels, improved levels of self-compassion, and a reduction in anxiety and worry. Interestingly, one study reports that mindfulness induced feelings of guilt and other negative emotions in mothers, and suggested that this was due to participants forgetting to practice the exercises during stressful moments, and or feeling overwhelmed by the responsibilities of parenting. Sadly, the unrealistic narrative of a perfect mother who remains ever calm, nurturing and composed, whatever the circumstance, still pervades society today. And in this way, a practice like mindfulness may inadvertently magnify underlying feelings of existing guilt in mothers if they already feel unable to live up to this impossible ideal. Advocating for a practice such as mindfulness may also contribute to the wider concept of responsibilization for one's health, which has both advantages and disadvantages. On the one hand, responsibilization can empower people and communities to care for themselves in a holistic and personalized way with little intervention from the state. But on the other hand, it could be seen that the National Health System has essentially absolved itself of any duty of care for citizens, some of whom may be seriously unwell. Instead, the state has tasked these vulnerable people with the responsibility of taking care of themselves. Added to this, current neoliberal socio-political discourse on consumerism in healthcare often assumes that people are informed and responsible for their own choices and behaviour, but this may not always be the case. In the context of mindfulness, participants can feel that they have failed or not done it right if they find themselves struggling with mental health issues despite maintaining a mindfulness practice. It has therefore been suggested to emphasize informal mindfulness, through an attitude of openness and acceptance during motherhood, as this appears to be an important and efficient resource for psychological well-being and deep bonding between the mother and her child, without the need for guilt or feelings of failure if mothers forget to practice specific mindfulness exercises. Singing is another creative health practice that has shown positive benefits in early motherhood. Unlike mindfulness, there is a strong body of evidence in support of the benefits of singing in postpartum on the mental health of mothers, and specifically those diagnosed with postnatal depression. Most of this research is also recent, from the last decade or so, implying that significant investment was made into this area to see whether singing could improve maternal mental health where other interventions have failed. In these studies, mothers singing to their infants has been shown to improve maternal mood, enhance the mother-infant bond, reduce maternal anxiety, enhance well-being, and facilitate a sense of achievement and identity in mothers. This final point is an interesting one, and it has been suggested that using the tool of singing to calm down a crying baby may result in mothers feeling more competent and able to deal with challenging infant behavior or situations in general. However, limitations of these studies included a lack of ability to restrict singing or music in any control group, a difficulty in perceiving the effect of singing on newborns due to feedback being very restricted at such a young age, and the fact that not all mothers were able or willing to participate in focus groups, which potentially distorted the resulting data and biased them in favour of mothers who reported predominantly positive outcomes. In spite of these limitations, nearly all of the studies reviewed recommend that further research is conducted into this area. And one example of a project in progress is the Melodies for Mums with Postnatal Depression study. This study is part of the SHAPER program, led by researchers at UCL and King's College London. The SHAPER program was referenced during our lived experience module, as it involves research into three different creative health interventions, one of which is an exploration of the use of performance arts to improve health and well-being for people living with the effects of stroke or brain injury. Researchers and participants from this study, known as the Rosetta Stone Brain Odysseys Program, were invited to share their findings and experiences with our Creative Health Masters cohort. This encouraged me to conduct independent research after the session to learn more about SHAPER. SHAPER, or Scaling Up Health Arts Programs, is a research initiative which assessed the effectiveness of three arts in health interventions, including Melodies for Mums, a study offering singing and music sessions for mothers with postnatal depression and their babies, both online and in community children's centres in the London boroughs of Lambeth and Southwark over a 10-week period. The aim of this project was to address a significant mental health condition for which there are currently no adequate solutions due to low uptake of medication and therapy in this population. The study involved a two-arm randomized control trial, including 200 mothers as participants, and it focused on investigating how group singing can support mental and social health, as well as stress. Results are due to be published this autumn, so watch this space. Thanks so much for tuning in. Join us again for our next episode, where we will be exploring the effects of dance and yoga on the physical health of mothers during the postpartum period.